Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to another episode of
Dumb People Town.
Population
Watkins.
Jeremiah was a Watkins.
Da-da-da.
I love it.
Although Jeremiah Watkins
is a good friend of ours.
So I think Jeremiah Watkins sounds like a name that Arsenio Hall's character as the old preacher guy would be able to say.
Jeremiah Watkins.
Yes. It's so good to have you here, sir.
Yeah.
How are you?
I know we just were crushing it in Moon Tower.
We all
were
hilarious.
We all had so funny. Fun. You were so good. You did our show Tag It, and we got to give you a tag, which felt wonderful.
I'm going to use multiple of them.
Great.
I'm going to try them out this week, and I think they're all going to work.
Oh, man. I know they will.
I'm stoked.
Great stuff.
Such a treat. Always fun to just be on stage with your friends being like, I love this bit. Here's three more tags that we were thinking about. And you're like,
okay. Here to make it even better.
Yeah. It's like a gift bag. It's like the Oscars gift bag, but instead of like a Black Market Baby, which I think they're giving away Black Market Babies at the Oscars.
That's also a great
band.
That's a great band. I saw them in Austin.
You saw them by Southwest? I saw them by North by Southwest. Yeah. It's more of an Austin. And they were playing at the South by Southwest gifting suite. They weren't really at the festival. They were only playing. Right.
They're called Black Market Baby.
Yeah. Kanye West's daughter is actually playing there as well.
Northwest. South by South, Northwest. Northwest by South by Southwest. She's presenting it.
Presenting.
I love it. So the world's getting dumber, Jeremiah. We know this. You've done this show before. You understand how it works. And if, for those who don't know,
great
I don't
to be
know.
Back in studio with you too.
Yes,
I know. The last couple times we've done it was Zoom, baby.
So we're here with you. We'll get into all the wonderful things you're doing. Here's how you do it. You send a story. You tweet at Daniel Van Kirk, hashtag Dumb People Town, and then he knows who sent what when.
Sure.
So let's jump into a story.
Freddie, this was sent in by J. Chris Mueller, at J. Chris Mueller.
I like it. J. Chris Mueller to me sounds like the.
Sounds like an airport steakhouse.
Nope. Airport Steakhouse or your hometown jeweler.
Sure.
J. Chris Mueller. Your hometown jeweler.
The shine never fades at J. Chris Mueller.
Relationships
your
may
hometown.
Fade. But the diamond on your ring won't.
Right. Yeah.
Love comes and goes, but diamonds are here now. It's forever, Jay.
At J. Chris Mueller.
Legally, I can't say forever.
I can't say forever. Both people have died.
You and I both know that it's not going to be forever. At J. Chris Mueller, your hometown jeweler.
We put the Jew in jeweler.
J. Chris Mueller, your hometown jeweler.
I hope somebody that loves J. Chris Mueller listens to this show and they pull that as that's the text notification when he texts them. It's just
J. Chris Mueller, your hometown jeweler.
New location. All right. Always a new location. Every commercial is a new location.
Location pending.
TBD. Okay, ready for this?
Yes.
Drake Mueller sent this in. JCM, if you're dirty. Mm-hmm. Comes from boston.cbslocal.com.
Okay.
Worcester. I learned how to say it.
I think it's pronounced Worcester.
But anyway, whatever.
Don't you dare.
They will get so mad.
They don't get mad. Boston people don't get mad when you mispronounce or disrespect their sports teams.
Oh, yeah.
How can you get mad when you already were?
That's right.
A Worcester man was arrested Monday morning after allegedly breaking into the Franklin Park Zoo in Boston and attempting to gain access to the tiger enclosure.
No.
It happened
this
around 9 a.m.
This is what Tiger King does to people. Mm-hmm. Am I right? This is a direct blame it all on frickin' Tiger King.
It is wild.
Doc Antle.
People who go into any sort of animal enclosure at all, even if they're regarded as harmless animals. Like,
no.
What?
The video of the guy who climbs into the monkey thing and the monkey takes a swipe, and I'm like, that.
You guys have heard
not
me.
Good.
You've heard me break it down forever. It's a bit I've never got to work on stage. But yes, the audacity of zoos that were like, oh, I know it was born in a specific part of this world where it's supposed to live. We want one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're, you know what we want it for? The LSU game. Like the idea that we take these animals and then we're like, we just put it here so you can look at it.
You don't understand. And Tallahassee needs a penguin.
And then people go, well, yeah, that gas station needs a camel. Then people go one step further and go,
I need to get in
there. I'm
going to
go
it.
In there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That audacity where they're like, oh, I'll go in there.
To quote Obama, it's the audacity of hope.
Too much.
It really is.
Misguided hope is a dangerous thing.
Hoping to get that selfie.
Standing outside his parents' Worcester home, I almost did it, with a violin in hand. Did you see that one coming?
No.
Violin.
Definitely not.
Cello, maybe. World's violin. That is actually not a violin. That is the world's tiniest cello.
Standing outside of his parents' Worcester home with a violin in hand, the suspect, Matthew Abraham, said police have it all wrong.
Yeah.
I bet he's told that to girlfriends.
You've got it all
former employers,
wrong about me.
His own parents. A Greyhound bus driver.
Sure.
The amount of people he said you got it all wrong.
And
yes.
How many places has he played this violin outside of trying to get girlfriends back?
Oh yeah.
I love that you assume he can play. I think his version of a coffee table.
So he's playing the violin and holding
a boombox. Like, and he's actually not really playing the violin. There's violin music coming out of the boombox.
No, it's his version of Bon Jovi. And I'm a tiger boy. I got a four string on my chin. And
I'm in middle school.
And I now let me in the enclosure.
You want to know how somebody's a pro for getting, like, they've made it their profession to getting yelled at for things they've done wrong?
Sure.
He said police have it all wrong. Quote, the gate shouldn't have been open.
Nope.
I walked in.
No.
This is on you.
The gate shouldn't have been open.
This is how we got railings in certain parts of the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
Because the fact that a huge fucking hole was there wasn't enough for people. Eventually, they were like, you guys should put railings here. Yeah. We should so that you don't
people
get.
People will push the limits of every. Like, there are railings at Niagara Falls. You've been up to Niagara Falls.
Why do you need a railing?
No, but thanks for checking my status.
Wow. Well, you've spoken about.
You've been in the Himalayas, right, Jeremiah?
Jeremiah, you've had several imaginary girlfriends from the Niagara Falls area.
Early in his life.
Canada side.
He locked
the Canada
it down.
Side.
He got a real one. Side. Locked it up.
So,
a lot of exes.
You know that there is, like, tons of railing there, and yet still people go over
climb over the railing.
Right.
The railing is there to be like, don't get. So the gate is there for you.
The gate shouldn't have been open. I walked in.
Was it wide open or was it just you turn the knob and it's open?
Right.
Real thing that happened on a trip that my sister and her husband won through work.
Mm-hmm.
They went to Cancun and one of those gates didn't have a lock on it.
Mm-mm.
And they leaned up against it
and my sister
fell off of a small cliff area.
No.
What?
Yes. Yeah.
How far down?
She like got like her face was like messed up for like weeks.
Don't trust the gate.
Yeah,
that's why we even in our film work, guys,
had one of those dummy locks on it.
Oh, okay.
It had a dummy lock, and then it just went. They just both toppled over.
A small cliff.
Yeah.
No.
Yep.
No.
There's no need.
Do you ever think about this when you're in like a high rise or a hotel and you find yourself leaning against the window and you think,
I don't like it.
Oh, if this seal breaks, there's no way I won't be able to come back.
No, you know.
All my weights.
No athleticism will ever help.
It won't matter. It won't matter.
Can't do it.
Right. Don't trust the gate, guys.
But, yeah.
Okay. He says, the gate shouldn't have been open. I walked in. Quote, I didn't mean to harm anybody. I wasn't looking to harm the tiger. I wasn't looking to harm myself neither. None of those are what's going to go wrong. You aren't going to harm the tiger.
No.
And you aren't even going to harm yourself. The tiger is going to
harm
you, idiot.
Tiger's going to take. Tiger's like, oh, we're eating now?
Yeah.
That's what the tiger thinks.
Humans, they're great.
Lunch?
Meat.
Already?
Yeah. Hey,
tiger's like looking at his Apple Watch, and he's like, I thought we already.
Abraham was arrested Monday morning at the Franklin Park Zoo after state police say he broke in, scaled several fences, and ignored warning signs trying to get into the tiger enclosure before zoo hours. But Abraham insists
pre-zoo hours.
He thought the place was open because the gate was, and didn't realize he was in a restricted area until security confronted him.
You know how when you go to the zoo and it's open, you have to scale a bunch of gates to get into it?
Right. Mm-hmm. It's
kids,
like,
come on, climb up.
You want it to be some version of like a obstacle course, Tough Mudder type
deal. Throw the stroller over.
Yeah. Right.
I don't see any other people.
I need a strong parkour vibe before I get into anywhere I want to go.
I'm gonna parkour before I see flamingos, okay? Yeah.
So he says, I didn't realize I was in a restricted area until security guard confronted him about the same time he locked eyes with the beast. Ooh. Which also...
Locked eyes with the beast right. is like...
Quote. This is a quote.
That's every time I go to the urinal.
Folks, what are you doing here? Locked eye with the beast.
Locked eye with the beast.
When the tiger growled at me, I thought I could be in danger. However, However, there was a fence between me and the tiger, so I wasn't actually in the enclave with the tiger. I got forced after a certain point to keep watching Tiger King early in the pandemic.
Watched the Doc Antle.
No, the one with us watched together. And do you remember the scene where those tigers, for like 3 seconds, decide that they're going to...
Grab his leg?
Yes.
Grab his leg? Yeah.
Are you a son of a bitch? What are you doing?
Right.
That's perfect, dude.
Very good. But yeah, you had a fun run. You tricked some people, if I remember correctly.
Yes, I did.
What did you do?
During the pandemic, I was doing this app a lot with Jeff Ross where basically it's emojis that are talking
right,
on this
app. Stereo.
It's stereo. Yeah. Okay, perfect. So yeah, you guys did it.
And you did it as him.
I did it as him, and Jeff had already been having some like semi-famous people like do it with him. Mm-hmm. So
Jeff Ross is the type of guy that could have this
conversation.
That would
maybe
know
him. Yeah, he has weird connections to different people.
He's done comedy in prisons.
Yeah, he really has. He really has. Yes. That's a full special in there. Yeah. So we did it where we fooled so many people that TMZ called Jeff.
Of course they did.
And they wanted the exclusive. They're like, I can't believe this is happening.
You're
like,
talking to him, the Tiger King?
Yeah, and he panicked in the moment and said that it was me, that it was a comedian doing it. And he said he wished that he would have taken a beat and just would have let them run the story.
Oh,
because,
my God. Yeah. Yeah. Why are we protecting TMZ?
Exactly. That's how he felt.
So, like, what were people asking you in that?
Just, like, everything, like, about being in prison and everything. And I was just...
What were you saying?
Hey, you know, there's a lot of good people in here that are. I got a boyfriend right now. There's it's kind of my fantasy of people that are, you know, is it really, really bad for me to be in a cage with right. Put a lot of tigers in a cage? Yeah. Locked up.
It's so good. It's kind of Trumpy in a weird way, yeah, too.
So,
you know what I mean?
So
they have somewhat similar.
Yeah.
Similar cadence, just a little bit here and there.
So he locks eyes with the beast. He says, when the tiger growled at me, I thought I could be in danger. However, there was a fence between me and the tiger, so I wasn't actually in the enclave.
Bitch, you don't know what the word enclave means.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Please. You
take that word out of your mouth.
You want to see what this guy
you
looks
thought that
like?
That was a donut at Dunkin' Donuts. Can I get the enclave?
He looks like Corey Feldman in Stand By Me.
Yes.
A little bit. You can see the top of his violin.
This is where I hate TikTok more than anything in the world. I watched one Corey Feldman singing video as a joke, and now
that's
it won't stop getting.
It's all you get. Algorithm. It sticks to whatever you see.
Yeah. You like watch one video once.
Yeah. Yeah. I love TikTok. Abraham says the only time
Elon Musk is going to buy it. So
the only time he hopped fences was trying to get out after security scolded him. But he says the one thing police have right is that he is fascinated by tigers, perhaps to a somewhat strange degree. You think?
Can't be fascinated about violins and tigers.
You got to choose one, man.
Violins and tigers and bears, oh my.
And clarinets, oh my.
Oh my, clarinets.
This is where it takes a weird turn. In fact,
this is where it takes a
weird
turn.
Like to another level, another turn. Uh-huh. In fact, he admits he went to the zoo with the goal of staring into the tiger's soul and achieving some mystical experience.
Okay.
Isn't it with any beast that's in the jungle, you're not supposed to make eye contact with them?
No.
Right?
Always
gorillas,
don't.
Lions, right, tigers, right. Anything that's like wild,
mountain
like that
lion,
big bear,
Jewish women,
coyote.
Yeah,
yeah. No, you should not be.
Yeah, you're just
Jason. Jason, we got you. Okay. So then he says, achieving some mystical experience. What? That's the other thing too. When people take animals and get into some sort of like mystical, it's an animal
experience.
Quote, I was just walking around trying to see if I made eye contact with this tiger, what's going to happen to me?
You're going
to
shit your pants. And he is going to eat you.
Right.
Right? He's hungry and you're dinner.
You're going to reach some level of clarity because you looked at a tiger. Although, Have you guys?
What answers was he hoping to find?
You guys have seen Ghost in the Darkness, right?
No.
Mm-mm. The old Michael Douglas movie about those two lions.
And I haven't been to Niagara Falls.
All right, Dan. Stop harping on it.
It was
Michael Douglas and who?
Val Kilmer, I think. And
Ghost in the...
It's a true story about these lions that deliberately attacked people in Africa. I mean, they killed like 50, 60, 70 people or mm-hmm. something like that. So this... I can't remember if it's that deal where it's illegal for them to hunt lions, so they bring in these other people to try and like kill these two lions. They eventually do.
I know what movie you're talking about. Yes. Yeah,
they eventually do. The lions are in the, I want to say, Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago. They're in Chicago.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And there is a mystical thing around them that if you go there and stare into their eyes, like you see pure evil.
Lions?
Yes.
I mean, so maybe you can do the same with the Detroit Lions as well.
They can't win anything, am I right? Sure.
The Worcester State biology major is charged with trespassing and disturbing the peace.
Disturbing the species.
Charges he hoped will be tossed out. Hopefully it will be forgiven as a misunderstanding because that's what I believe.
It's not a misunderstanding.
I know, but listen to his logic. Hopefully it will be forgiven as a misunderstanding because that's what I believe it was.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm going to believe my own bullshit, and I hope that the state believes that, too.
That's a good lawyer right there.
Look, I tripped. I fell into my car. It drove to the zoo.
Sure.
That's not my fault.
My
arm fell and punched her in the face.
I had no choice.
Boy, are my wrist tired.
Hey.
Do you think if this guy was able to listen to the audio from Grizzly Man, he would not go do this?
No.
Like,
inspire him to want to do it even more. Okay. Like, that sounds fun. Yeah, go. Why don't you have lunch? Like, he should have to be forced to have lunch with Werner Herzog.
Like, I think that's what another thing it does to idiots with zoos, where they're like, look how chill they are. Like, they're bored out of their minds.
Yeah.
They don't have anywhere to go. Some of them are tranquilized. Like, this is not the right, like.
Zoos are like stand-up comedy. People watch it, and they're like, I could do that. I could get in there.
Have you seen the TikToks when people are on safari and a cheetah gets on the truck when they're inside?
Dan, the most horrifying TikTok.
Those people are like, holy shit. And then they can hear it, just the purring of it, like just its
growl,
natural.
Like,
yes,
the
and
growl.
They're like, oh, yeah, this is so different. Oh, I got it.
Yeah. No, Dan, I'm sure you've seen this video. The guy who's on a hike.
Just do this for 20 minutes.
He's on a hike and the mountain lion starts walking behind him. You know that video. He's like, get out of here, bitch ass. Get your ass out of here. And like he's walking away and it's terrifying.
Sure.
Because he's like, if I run, I'm dead.
Yep.
But he just kept walking away from it and talking to it. And eventually, like for miles or for a long time up this hill, it just kept walking like he doesn't have anything. He's like, I'm going to die. I know I'm going to die. And then eventually just
Is he recording it?
He's recording it.
Right. So he's like, hang on, I just want to put this on cinematic.
Let me just get a few more followers.
Let me hit 0.5.
I mean, I wanted followers, but I didn't want them like this. Okay. I'd say one follower he could do without.
That's really good. Finally tonight, we have a man who has one follower
he could do without.
Take it, Brand.
In an effort to get more followers on social media.
A TikTok star turned hospitalized is our top story tonight.
he wants followers of a different spot. All right, so
forget tweets. We've got eats tonight.
So this guy, he wanted to delete the tweet, but he was the one who got deleted.
He tried to be a cool cat.
Next up on Instaham, we've got.
He tried to be a cool cat, but things got a little crazy. All right, so he's walking the hill, and eventually this mountain lion or whatever, and it's like full size, just turns and runs away. And he's like, it's like watching someone who's about to get killed. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So intense.
And then he loses it. Yeah. What are they yelling alone when they think there's a bear? Is it just bear? What
bear.
Are they? No, they yell loud, like, bang, bear. So they like, it's like all you can do.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, that's story number one.
Wow. Story number one, down in the books. When we come back, we'll find out what Jeremiah has going on. And later, our Patreon fans. We know this because we talked about this story with him.
This is a reason to join our Patreon. Just this
his
story.
His story about his dad and what his dad did to his dad's car.
And
is just...
And what didn't get to happen because... We'll talk about
it. We'll get all that in the Patreon. All that is coming up. Stay with us. Jeremiah Watkins on Dumb People Town.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Before we get into Jeremiah's awesome stuff, Daniel Van Kirk.
It's me. Go to DanielVanKirk.com because this week, even tonight, I am going to be in San Antonio. Mm-hmm. And then, or maybe that's tomorrow night. I'm sorry. Tonight, it's Andrew Youngblood's birthday. Oh. Wednesday, tomorrow night, I am going to be in San Antonio.
They call it San Antone.
I'll be in San Antone. Mm-hmm. That is how they say it.
Partying with Tim Duncan. Straight
song. I'll be there on the 4th, and yep. Then Friday and Saturday, I'm going to be in New Orleans and Mobile. And then also, you've heard me talking about it. Go to my social media at Daniel Van Kirk if you want to get some of my family's cookies.
All the cookies.
That's probably the most I'm going to say about it because I think they're wonderful and they stand on their own. But everything else is at DanielVanKirk.com.
Yep, and we're going to be, we announced our date in Portland. We're at Helium for one night on Thursday.
It's going to be so much fun.
Thursday, May 12th. So let's sell this thing out now. Let's do it, guys. We haven't been to Portland in a few years. So excited to bring you that hour of comedy. Amy Sklar will be there. So that's another reason to show up and say hi to her. So enjoy that. And then the next two nights we'll be in Seattle at the Crocodile. Very excited to perform there. I heard that place is amazing. Totally redone. So we'll be there on Friday and Saturday, the 13th and 14th. Supersklars.com. I'll throw up the ticket link for the Portland thing.
Hit our Patreon. We got new episodes of Cheaper Seats every month.
Sklar Brothers, and join this Patreon. But Jeremiah, shaking for you? How can
where are you
going to
be?
I have a new series on my YouTube page called Stand Up on the Spot. It's a show.
Great show you do.
Yeah. It's a show where comics go up with no prepared material, ask the audience for suggestions, and create stand-up on the spot. And this one that we just dropped has Ryan Sickler, Annie Letterman, Eric Griffin, and myself at the Comedy Store. We just filmed one at Moon Tower, so it's a new series that got coming out. And then Jeremiah Wonders, Scissor Bros, and I'm at Jeremiah Stand Up on social media. And May 4th, I'll be headlining the La Jolla Comedy Store.
Yes! See him. Stand-up is so good and continues to just grow and get better. You are like a human cartoon on stage. It's my favorite thing.
With great jokes.
Well, no, I mean, it's funny. Jay and I can relate to your stand-up so much because I would describe, different people are different things. Dan is one of the best storytellers we've ever seen on stage. It just immediately came out the gates as that. Jeremiah, you're more like us in that your act-outs of your premises are just fantastic. You're so committed to all the act-outs that, the premise is funny and there are jokes within that. This is what we do. And then, we act out a scene or whatever it is.
Right.
But your act-outs are fantastic.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
All right, let's jump into another story.
Fact out some dumb.
Ready?
Yes. Yep.
Sent in by Pat McMoran at McMo Pat.
McMo.
I know. Headline is this: Mom gets ruler tattoo to measure penis sizes.
What?
Mom gets ruler tattoo.
Oh yeah, because you know how you're just always losing that ruler, the penis ruler.
My thing is. As she gets older,
that thing's going to turn into a protractor.
Folks. It just becomes a little bit more difficult for her male friends. The older she gets, more sag, more
that's
stretches
right.
there. The inches turn into different
they're a little bit longer.
Yeah,
it's a different unit of measurement.
Hey, why is that a yardstick?
This comes from the Post. Okay. NYPost.com. This British woman believes size matters, and she's got a tattoo to prove it. Tracy Kiss. Stunned family Tracy Kiss stunned family and friends after having a ruler tattoo inked down her forearm so she could accurately measure the length of her prospective partner's penises.
By the way, she can just tell people I like rulers and that's it. How you use the ruler tattoo has nothing to do with it.
Right.
Yeah.
I like science.
I'm a seamstress.
Yeah. Okay, I believe in science. Sure. You know how there are people who think the earth is flat?
This yeah, woman, you give her an inch, she takes a mile.
Sebastian.
You seen this?
Have you seen this ruler lady?
Seen this ruler lady?
She's got a ruler.
I love Sebastian so much. Yeah, I do this in pure love of the guy.
Once you start doing his cadence, it's a different.
If my father walked in and saw this woman.
He's like, what do you got, a calculator on your end?
That's pretty good, right?
That's not it.
I liked it. Tracy Kiss stuns everybody, right? No, here's my thing. Everybody knows. We're all sex.
Go
positive.
For it.
Go do it.
Do it.
Love
enjoy it.
Hopefully you have guys that are like, line me up with that form. Let's have fun
let's
tonight.
Do it.
Right?
Come on. I mean, but let's say you get someone all the way into the spot where you're measuring their penis. That is
not the usual all the way in.
You must
spot
be
you
this
get
tall
into.
To ride this ride.
Yeah, but you get to the measuring part, and then at that point you're going to be like, nah.
Maybe she just wants to know.
What if she's
yeah,
like?
Yeah, but like how?
She's like a little accountant.
But you gotta get Jay that person hard. You gotta get that person to the point
to
at
the
which
point at which
some people are growers and they aren't showers, and that's not a fair assessment.
Or they're neither. We don't need to talk about it.
Thank you.
Jeez.
Is she measuring with
the sex-minded mom? Ready for this weird turn? Stump people
measure with. Of course. Just make him turn.
Ready for this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The sex-minded mom who has a 14-year-old daughter. Yeah. Why are we injecting this into the story?
I have a 14-year-old daughter.
Told Jam Press that she's looking for a well-endowed boyfriend and her new body art, quote, is a practical design and a tool to enhance my life.
It's a tool, all right.
Well, she's looking for a good one. The tattoo does not include any numbers. Instead, it features pretty dots, that's in quotes, that are spaced an inch apart up Kiss's arm. So no one would even know it's a ruler.
Yeah, you don't even have to tell people
wow.
It's a ruler.
There's just teardrops of all the men who I've had
sure.
sex with over the
and
years.
And all the men she's killed in prison. No, those are teardrops on her face.
As it doesn't have numbers, it's actually rather discreet and allows me to innocently...
Well, it's not discreet anymore.
It's a whole foot.
The yeah. goddamn... Where is this? In the mirror?
No, this is in England, so these are centimeters.
Centimeters.
No, they're an inch
so
apart.
Many more dots. Metrics. No, England is not.
As it...
System.
As it doesn't
England is the metric
no,
system.
No, they're not. They're not. I think England, like us, is not the metric.
Is that real?
I don't
think
know
so.
You're right.
Ooh, I don't know.
I think you're wrong.
I plead only ignorance.
Yeah, maybe they are. Maybe they are metric.
I think we need a fact check on that one.
Let's check the facts on that one.
Can we check the facts on that one?
Am I showing that I'm dumb? The fact that it's called a pint. The fact that it's called a pint is that they're on the metric system, right?
Maybe.
In Google
right now.
Lissa says yes.
How big is your wank? Just let me know verbally.
Lissa Rubin.
Just let me know if you've got a big
it's
wank.
A metric system.
It is, guys.
I don't want to put your penis on my forearm. I just put Germex on it.
And like...
we just met.
Get out your
kilometers.
Just having a laugh.
As it doesn't have numbers, this is a quote, it's actually rather discreet and allows me to innocently, you're going to have to do this visual math in your mind.
Innocently.
Allows me to innocently reach up to the man's stomach and...
Punch him hard, like hard in the stomach.
Stroke him.
Reach up to stroke a man's stomach whilst taking a glance at my arm alongside it to count the inches.
To then decide whether you want to move forward
or not.
So you got to be... Hold on. If the kids are in the car, I'm going to ask a question.
Could you put the earmuffs on the blokes in the car with you?
Put the muffs on them,
so
eh?
She's going down on the guy, and then he's laying on his back, and so she wants to put her forearm up on his stomach and then line it up next to his shaft.
I hate to be an old baseball scout, but can't you just use the eye test on this one?
I'm looking at it more like the man is standing straight up, right?
Why is she going up to the stomach then?
No, it's actually...
Oh, she's going straight.
I think
she's
going straight down.
She's palming the stomach.
So she's palming the stomach. No. You're doing a reach around when
she's
you're palming the stomach.
She's going up underneath.
She's standing on it on the side, and she's putting the hand over the junk where the forearm is running up the belly button.
She's stroking a man's stomach.
She's grabbing the crotch. She's scratching the sausage, the blankets. Of the folds of the skin and all that.
Right, what if he has a tattoo and it's a tape measure?
Quote, it's something.
So it goes out and then it goes in.
That's what we call trouble in paradise,
folks.
Not that hard though, is it?
No, is it? Not
is
that
it?
Hard.
In it.
Not something you really need though, isn't
in it?
In it?
No.
Nah.
Not really.
I once heard someone say the British trend of asking a question after a thing is a way of just telling you you're a fucking idiot. Yeah.
In it.
Like, no matter what it is.
More of a software store than a hardware store.
In it.
It's something people may not think about when shaking my hand and won't look out of place in the nursing home when I'm 90, but will always put a smile on my face and a twinkle in my eye.
I can already tell by how you live, you ain't making it.
You might not make it to 90.
Listen, I don't know how to say
why?
This. I've got big walls. I need to feel
she's
them.
Having fun sex.
I've got to put a lot of stuff in there.
Quote, it's not all about size, says like the woman who's measuring everybody's penis.
It's not all about size.
It's not all about size. It's what you do with it and how your partner makes you feel when building an intimate connection. But for those who enjoy finer details, it's really the cherry on the cake for me. Sunday?
By the way, yeah, who's putting like cherries
on the cherry on the cake right there?
I can't remember once in my life having a cake with cherries.
Honey, are the birthday candles on the cake? They are. Are the cherries on the cake? They're not.
I do
well, then
feel
I don't
like
want it.
In Tom and Jerry, whenever you see that white rounded cake, layered cake, there is a cherry on it.
With a cherry
it's
on
the only
top.
Time it feels like it makes
but
sense.
But it's not
to
a
me.
Cherry on top. All right.
No. Kisses. How wide was that cherry? Why don't you bring your arm over?
Kisses. Look at that. Teenage daughter initially believed the tattoo was designed to measure bananas and cucumbers. It might be. Still might be.
She's still doing that?
That's how I measure my groceries. I go to the store.
Bananas.
Before she finally clocked with the erotic
and dildos.
That's what she thought it was. For. Quote, my daughter is at an age now where she realizes my cheeky sense of humor and picks up on my adult jokes, which she had missed before. All right, I'm going to show you guys a picture of the tattoo. You're also going to see a picture of her holding
her
half a cucumber up to her forearm, and her daughter is in the background.
Thinking if it's hilarious. Say,
this is the definition of nonplussed.
Yeah, she doesn't care. Well, so you're saying she's a 14-year-old. Okay, yeah. I get that.
She hates her mom.
Oh, my God. Her daughter
You know what
like,
the daughter is saying? I didn't I didn't sign up to parent my own mom.
Yeah, why
and
is,
that's what she's
why
doing.
Is this relationship reversed? Like, the daughter's like, can you please just go to bed at a reasonable hour?
Kiss says the tattoo has other practical uses and recently came in handy while helping her mom pick out a new garden pot.
Oh, my goodness.
My mom remarked...
That she was going to then stick in her vagina.
Which I felt...
My mom remarked at how
it's handy a garden hoe
it was to have a tattoo that could
I
be used
get
as
all
a ruler.
Of it in there.
I smiled her and said, "What a coincidence! Her new pots look lovely." She chuckled. Ugh. Kissa has more than 70 other tattoos and may soon add extra inking so that she can measure a man's girth. You called it. I think
I
it was Jason who said that.
With I said with. Look, this is when you realize England has rednecks too.
There you go.
Oh sure,
a little bit.
I'm rather tempted to add some dots from my thumb to my index finger to measure the girth at the same time, but I'm not sure if it would be too obvious what I'm doing.
Yeah.
If you have a excited, enthusiastically consenting man, and you are doing the same, and you wrap your hand around it, he's not going to care.
No,
what you're doing.
He's not going to care.
He's not going to be like, "Why'd you hold your hand?
What
like
are you
that?
Doing?
What are you doing up there? Wait 1 second. One blimey second. Are you measuring the girth of my penis?
Why do we have to the lights
what are you
on?
Doing with that?
1 second.
Bike? What do you do with that
what
thing?
What are you doing that thing?
And then you wonder, like...
You mean my thumb?
Was it good enough? I'm rather... She should do it, you know what she should do her me. Ruler with? She should do it like Mary Poppins.
He has another question. You got another question?
I'm just not so sure what you're doing. You're squeezing it.
Yeah,
and
trying to
like,
measure it. She's trying to measure it.
She's trying to measure what?
The girth of your penis.
What is she... Is this for tax purposes?
It
what's this
not.
For?
You know the taxes in England are terrible. They're trying to take a little bit off the tip, the top.
Quote, I'm rather tempted to add some of these dots to measure the girth at the same time. I'm not sure it'd be obvious. I guess it all depends on where somebody is looking when I whip it out to count.
I thought she had coordinated cancer on her
arm. Oh, no. She's not coordinated cancer.
It is an odd,
I thought it was coordinated.
It is an odd.
It is.
It is odd.
It's just
weird.
Good for her.
I mean, if she's going elbow to pinky with a guy, that's too much tuna.
She told me two in the ink, one in the stink. That's what she told
me.
Hey,
that's
what she told me.
She did not.
She did. That's what she told me.
She did not tell you
she
that.
She did tell me that.
She told
she did not
she
tell
she
you.
She did
tell
me
that.
She did not. That's story number two, my friend.
That's weird, isn't it?
It's weird, isn't it? Give us a little taste of what we're going to hear in story number three.
Oh, doctors have to remove something from somebody.
And I'm so excited because one of our favorites of all time, Shanks, will be joining us for that third segment. And our Patreon fans, guess what? We get a little taste of a great story of Jeremiah's dad. It's all coming up.
It's
after the
dumbest thing I've heard in a long time.
Good times. It's Dumb People Town with Jeremiah Watkins. Stick around, ain't it? All right.
Stick around. Make a sound for more Dumb People Town.
Dan,
okay, here we
got Shanks in the
Dan,
house.
Dan, we got Shanks in the
I'm
house.
Shanks is rolled up in here. Put those cans on, Shanks.
Yeah,
you know.
It doesn't matter which L is on the R. Or the
yeah, no, you got to put the L on the left here.
However it works
the R
for you.
R, yeah.
However it works for you.
Okay, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's all grilled
Shanks
up.
Good to see you. Yeah, good to see you.
In the building.
Don't do that too much.
No, yeah, okay. That's a lot. All right, yeah. So what's going on, man? How are you? How's life?
Yo, things be good, man.
Really?
Yeah.
You're out in the world. You're
you
on
know,
parole.
You know, I'm out. Things be popping.
Oh, ladies.
Dropping the zip.
Yo, what's
dropping
going
the
on?
Zip.
Did it just get hot in here?
It's a good fit you got, by the way, dude.
I mean, you're
consistent with that fit.
Thank you. I pre-shrink it and wash it on cold.
Smart. Wash it on cold. Because you know what? That's smart. Now, question. Do you roll up to Chipotle just wearing this? Because I know you love Chipotle.
Where the hell you think I got this grill?
Thank you, Chipotle.
Yeah.
Thank you. Dan likes to steal the little...
It's not stealing.
Dan likes to steal the little hot sauces from Chipotle.
Take as much as you need.
How do you feel about that?
Stealing hot sauce from Chipotle?
Yeah. It's not stealing.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Once you purchase something, basically you are allowed to anything. I had sex with...
You think Shanks was going to side with you on...
I had sex with... What? You can't just leave that out there in the world.
The manager's girlfriend, because okay. she was working a shift, and I was like, can I have that too?
Okay. Well, hey, if she consented...
Maybe a little.
Yeah. She oh, she was like, hell yeah.
See?
Okay,
so
she wanted
exactly.
You can't resist the lure of Shanks.
I mean,
Shanks.
He's a very magnetic person. All right, Daniel, we got one more story.
Shanks, I'm so happy you're here, because we got another story.
A story about dumb people doing dumb things. And I know you... Put them in okay. their place.
Sent it,
it
was
Get
sent
them,
in
Shanks.
By Megan Laskowski at Soymates, the number 4 EVA. Soymates forever.
You do you take soy milk with your coffee, Shanks?
I ain't no bitch.
Okay. Oh, okay. Wow.
But I do like goat milk. That
you
is
do
everything.
Like goat milk.
What is your order?
Oat
what is
milk
your
makes
order?
Everything better.
What's yeah. your order?
You go to order.
I like frappuccinos a lot.
Okay.
Nice.
Good, good.
I like the double shot of espresso just in case I want my eyes to straighten out.
Oh. Did you know, yeah. did you ever know that Kevin Garnett used to do a thing where he would drink coffee and Gatorade together?
What?
Man, yeah. that boy crazy. But he also an all-star MVP, so we must
respect. Okay. Yeah, you got to respect. And I would say this to him, anything's possible.
So there you are.
And he was great in the Adam Sandler.
Uncut right. Gems?
Yeah.
Yes. yes.
Yeah, I like that. I was like, oh, you act too? Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll see you.
Okay.
Shanks,
I see you with yeah. my good eye.
You multifaceted. I like that.
My yeah. Multifaceted. I like that. It's a fancy like house. It's a fancy uh-huh. house. Right. Multifaceted.
Multifaceted.
Forgive me for in advance if I'm mistakenly presuming this about you, but this has to do with a bit of smuggling. Things, hiding things.
You smuggled some stuff.
Yo,
you
know? From time to time, yeah.
Okay. yeah there you go. Okay.
He's been across a border or two. He's been across a border or two.
Yeah, I've snuck between some bars and stuff.
Okay, there we go.
All right. All right. Cool. Here's the headline. Doctors surgically remove glass tumbler.
Ooh. A whole tumbler.
In an extremely unusual case, doctors surgically removed an entire glass tumbler from a man's colon who was suffering from acute constipation and abdominal pain. No shit.
You know wow. he didn't need it.
Well, no or shit literally, is right.
Literally.
No shit. Yeah. Okay. yeah, you know what I'm saying. There it is.
Yo,
he loves it.
Oh, man, these scars and I be vibing. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
And Dan.
He like had that. A... glass, like something you would put a Harvey Wallbanger in.
Yeah, you just pour a drink in that, and he had it all the way up, all the way up.
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 Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nothing can stop me. This container. It's all the way up.
That's good.
That's right.
Because you've probably known people, not I'm saying you, but you've known people who have hidden things wherever they can to get them into certain areas of
yeah, I call that my kangaroo pouch.
Yeah. So let me say this.
Good day, mate.
Yeah.
That's a different definition. Not front. Of a highball. Yeah. Well, that's a highball right there that you...
You are my favorite marsupial. Okay, what were
thanks,
you going to say?
Thanks, dog. You cute too, man.
I'm
thanks.
Saying that, like, I thanks. Understand thank sticking you. A glass all the way up your anus, but then...
Well, we haven't said that.
Oh, where it is.
Well, I'm just saying.
Well, it didn't go through his penis, Dan.
Yo. Well, you don't know his level of sounder.
I got sent a viral video when I was a teenager. Uh-huh. It wasn't a glass tumbler, but it was a man with a... There was just a glass jar in the center of the frame.
Mm-hmm.
And then this dude, he... opens up his butthole
okay, okay.
and he starts to squat on
no,
it
no,
and then
no.
it explode and it go crazy.
No.
No.
Shanks, we can't.
No.
That's hurt. That's too hurt. That hurts too much.
Did you watch to the end?
Hell yeah.
Okay. They called that video the bitter end.
The bitter end.
The surgery was done by a team of doctors in, I'll try to say this, Bihar's Muzaffarpur.
Okay.
I tried.
Sure.
You,
hung
the doctors,
you hung out there a little
he
bit.
He hung in.
The bless doctors
you.
From the hospital
bless
were
you.
Left.
Oh, he said God bless you.
Thank you. The doctors were left from the hospital were left curious as to how the entire glass tumbler made its way into the patient's...
Rectum.
I've never seen this word. Alimentary canal?
The alimentary, dear Watson. It's up my
alimentary,
ass.
Alimentary
canal
you.
Is what you call your butthole in elementary school.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you.
Dr. Hack. H-A-Q. How would you say that, Shanks? H-A-Q.
Hack.
Hack.
Hack. How would you say
the
it?
The noise you make when a jar goes up your asshole.
Yeah, there you
headed
go.
Headed by a team of surgeons, said that the x-ray reports had shown that something was seriously amiss with this man's intestines.
Yeah.
Hack said, Hack, when we inquired... The patient said he swallowed the tumbler while having tea.
What?
That quote, that is, however, not a convincing explanation.
That's
Shanks, what did you...
I only swallow with my butt.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's it.
That's also the only way you drink tea.
With my butt.
Thank you.
The food...
What they call butt chugging?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You butt chug your tea, isn't that right?
All mushrooms.
That was one of the first stories we ever did together.
Butt chug.
That is, however, not a convincing explanation.
No.
The food pipe of a human being is too narrow for that object. So this
That's
guy
what
tried
I
to
said.
Go. I swallowed.
You can't
a
take
glass
a tumbler down here. It can't tumble down the esophagus.
No.
No, he put the tumbler down under.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Tumbler down under.
The tumbler
right.
down under is my favorite Australian review.
Yeah, I saw it in Vegas. Turns out all dudes.
All dudes.
And, okay. and amazing.
And they're incredible.
Really, really talented men.
They're good at what they do. They're
it's
good
a show.
At what they do.
He said that he made an attempt to, Brian Moses, he was in Vegas for a long time. He's just running this. And the shows got canceled. But like they were like, well, you're here, so we'll keep you in case they come back. And so he one night, he just went and saw Magic Mike. And he was like, it was amazing.
Great.
It was an amazing show. It was amazing.
And man, if you were showman, you were showman, you know?
That's right.
For sure.
That's right. There's magic in the name.
He said
he's probably more magic in Magic Mike's show than there is at a magic show in Vegas.
Yeah, man. I don't disintegrate against people, you know?
Do not disintegrate against people.
No,
you should.
No,
you
no.
should never do that,
That's
man.
More of a Thanos move.
Well, you said, don't disseminate against people either.
Mm-hmm. He said he made an attempt to... This is the doctor. He made an attempt to pull the glass out of the rectum through an endoscopic procedure.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should edit me at the beginning going, trigger warning.
So they pull it out the anus through the... Yeah.
But that did not work out.
So
he had to cut open his abdomen and extract the tumbler after making an incision his intestinal wall.
A C-section, so
yes.
to speak.
Yeah. For glass.
A C-section for a giant glass. Honey, where's our other tumbler? I only see 7.
Right.
I only see 7 in the cabinet.
I only see a swell over here where the other one's at.
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't have to go bottom... through first, right?
Man, that gives new meaning to bottoms up.
Yeah, bottoms in.
I see what you did there, man.
You like that?
I like that, man.
However, the patient is recovering now, and that will likely take time. Despite the fact the patient gained consciousness, he and his family have kept mum about what actually happened.
Yeah.
We know.
We know now.
But now we know.
Yeah.
The doctor, however, had a possible explanation for this. He said, our understanding of the human anatomy says there's only one way that glass tumbler could have ended up where it was. It was shoved into his body through the anal opening, but digging deeper, is that nice to say?
Come on.
Into the facts.
Journalistically.
May bring out sordid details that the patient might not be willing to share. We as doctors are duty-bound to protect his privacy.
I mean, I love that he wanted to be private, but now anytime this guy orders a drink at a bar, that thing's going to be sitting on his stool. Here you go.
Well, it was already in it.
No, hey, folks.
I'm going to ask you this.
Sitting in his stool.
Yeah.
In
Shanks,
his stool.
You can go first.
Okay.
Or you can go last if you want. You could go Tig. You can go second if you want to. Yeah. How old do you think the glass swallower is?
Oh, I bet he's 42.
42. And what is your reasoning? What is your reasoning why 42?
I think whenever you start to go over the hill, just like that metaphor, like, you know, that hill metaphor.
Yes, yes. Yes. Yes, I do know that hill
that
metaphor.
Sometimes, like, you want to try new things in life, and you start thinking, like, oh, should I put some more stuff up there, like, in my past history?
Yeah.
Clear browser. But now it's like you're embarking on a new entryon of your age, and you got to figure out whether or not that's the new you, and if you like that, and whether or not stay blessed.
There you
go. Okay.
So you're going to sit on it. Sit on it, Patsy. I'm going to say, God, this is like, when you do that, you're definitely a glass half full kind of a guy.
Sure.
Just stick that up your ass. So I'm going to say 49. 49?
49
okay.
years
wow.
old. Okay, 49.
I haven't guessed yet. I think the guy is 28 years old.
28, Randy?
28.
Wow. Okay. All right. Here we go. Ready?
Yep.
The glass swallower. Jay, you feel free to jump on my mic with me. Ready? We're getting out of here on this.
This is it, Jay.
You are wearing a Henley.
I am. I'm wearing it. Oh, he's back. He's back.
He's back. Just in time for Henley talk.
You knocked that out. Henley talk.
Okay.
Which is John Henley just talking about Henley. Wearing Henley.
Ironically, the mic went out on the bottom. You know what I'm
saying? Oh! It didn't go in the bottom.
Okay, what did you say, Shanks?
He said,
he's dancing. I'm going to let him have his moment.
Let him dance.
What's that?
42. What did you say?
42.
What I just
42.
Said?
42.
I said ironically.
No,
the age.
The age.
Oh, that, yeah, I said 42.
I thought you said 42 just to honor Jackie Robinson, but
I
could
said
be wrong.
40. Yeah.
49.
Yeah.
And I said 28.
28. We'll get out of here on this. Shanks, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you
Love
for
it,
being here.
Oh, hell yeah.
Anything you want to promote before you get out of here?
Oh, you know what? Mm-hmm. I will be on y'all's show on UFC Fight Pass coming out.
Oh,
soon.
That's
yes!
right. You
yes.
did do a great
Shanks,
spot. You were so good, my man. Oh.
So
crazy
fun.
Good.
And also make sure you go check out Jeremiah. You can see him headlining the La Jolla Comedy Store.
That's
right.
Yeah. Amen
okay.
to that.
Here we go. He is 55 years
oh,
old.
Oh, right here. I said 49.
No.
There we go.
Yeah, baby. 55.
Damn.
That's right.
That's too old to be getting weird.
He's on the way out. He's on the way out the door.
It's
with
not
that
too,
one.
It, I take that back. It's not too old to be getting weird, but you got to be way more careful and sensible.
It's on the way out the back door.
Kinder yeah. to your
you
prostate.
Need things to flare at the end, guys.
Right?
I see.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Man, DVK, I like you, dog.
Yeah, I like right? you.
There's
like
a connection. Lot,
thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Connection.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, you want to go get some Panera or something soon?
Dude, I'll St. Louis Bread Company.
Can you imagine souping a bread bowl with this cat?
Oh.
Greatest
you,
thing
you
in the
ever
world.
Eat out the bottom of a bread bowl?
Oh, come on.
And then it just like, all right.
I can't.
It's good.
Not,
it's good. It's different. They get
it is different.
At
you do get asked to leave.
It's a new way to eat cream of mushrooms.
They don't like you to do that in a restaurant. If you take it home and it's a takeout, you can do that.
Do
they don't
I
like
mean,
you to do that.
I've just been I've been blowing out the back of some bread bowls. You know what I'm saying? You know
nothing
what I'm
wrong
saying?
Nothing wrong with it. Nothing
I do know what you're saying.
Nothing
I wish I didn't know what I was saying.
You know what? You start going out the back end of a bread bowl, that's how you get the manager's girlfriend.
That is
that's what it is right there.
And you better hope it's not cream of mushroom soup. That's
May
all
you
I got to say.
Blow out the back of every bread bowl that you see. Shanks, thank you for joining us. Thank you, Jeremiah Watkins. And oh shit, we got to get back to work.
Bye. Dum, dum, dum. Dum 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town. Scavenge Avenue, a podcast network.